If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You can't make something that already exists. You find it, unmask, unveil, allow it to shine through in its original state. It can be improved upon or enhanced, but who you are is who you are. And that's a beautiful thing. Because success is not about looking around you and trying to replicate someone else's idea of a life well lived. No, it's about removing everything you're not. Until all that's left is what matters most, you in your most authentic state. That state that most people don't bother to uncover. And see, in a world of acquisition, of longing for more, it's the ones who learn to cut away that truly live. It's in refinement, simplification that we find clarity, that we're gifted with peace of mind. Because it's the burden of constantly doing something that doesn't excite, or playing a role that is not yours to play, that is the costly one. Life is about meaning. And to deprive yourself of that is to remove the wind from the sail. We are not free until we decide to be. As Greg McKeown mentions in his book Essentialism, the Latin root of the word decide, sis or sid, literally means to cut or kill. It's to walk away from what you're not. Unearthing the power, the value, the potential that always existed despite our ignorance. So let's no longer ask, what do I need in order to be who I want to become? And start asking, what can I remove that is infringing upon who I am? What can I dismantle so that I might give wings to that which means the most?
They see 30 seconds. They didn't see 10,000 hours.
Anyone can sail in smooth waters. Anyone can dance when the music is playing.
So is it just to run in the rain?
Remind yourself of what that door opening is going to feel like.
So I have dreams. Compulsions to be legendary, evolving from the imaginary, and it's near and it's real. I can see. In due time, we realize that real life is defined by our own eyes. And I have blueprints to the skyline. It's just reality is built methodically. And overnight success, you would never guess, takes a long time. You have to cut lifelines and navigate landmines. But it's your move on your cue. Just decide. So I sat there, thought about it. How long am I going to go on about it? Put my shoes on. I said so long and went outside. Right through the field I used to run by, with rows of sunflowers waist high, but it was different than what I envisioned. There weren't any road signs or guidelines or letters that said it's all just fine. It was just me adjusting as I made my way to the sunrise. Then I paused. On the ground below me was a little door. I knocked slowly, was pretty scared, maybe ill-prepared, but we get one life only. So I opened the hatch, looked down, and it's pitch black, no sound. And if you don't choose, any road will do. I've been riding logistical merry-go-rounds, and my eyes are wide, restless soul with scores to settle from years ago. I know that there's more, cause I told me so. I'm going down the rabbit hole, and there's not a way out. The chips fall, I'm all in. Now my prospects are in lockstep, and each step is a shakedown. I got a coat of armor,
sword of steel. Call to arms, cause the threat's real. And sit down to made on battlefield. So your majesty, no, I will never kneel. Time to face fear, right front center. Watch doubts fall like it's November. Got a treasure map in my backpack. It says life's golden, what a pleasure. Spin round and round and free falling now. Cause there's ghost schools and there's goblins out. Are you leaving us? They call me treasonous. Think that you're dangerous, you must be delirious. Just send the guns fire and the trumpets start. And the ground trembles from the steady march. And it looks bad cause their deck's stacked. But my king beats a queen of hearts. I'm trying to win in spades so I set fires. But the kind of flames of forge empires are like a hurricane. But I'm a tad insane. Cat 5, Cheshire. Right around we go the next episode under the second story. So look out below. Collect haters' tears and make a steady flow. And the greatest fear is I told you so. I know it though. There's no impossible. You can watch the past, you can watch it go. Be more powerful than you will ever know. I'm going down the rabbit hole.
When the path is uncertain, we seek out footprints from journeys that occurred long ago. Opinions from people who know no better than us. We look for things that can't be given, but must be made. I once heard Charlie Munger say that we are our own experiment. Life is the extraordinary, arranged in infinite pieces and placed inside a box, waiting for us to uncover and unfold parts that contain no meaning until we place meaning upon them. And the danger of looking externally for answers is that no one knows you better than you. Life is a playground. An experiment, a place to try new things, push boundaries, build, fail, and ultimately build again. This is the process from which we see what we're made of, who we really are, uncover what the best book, the most intelligent being on the planet, can't give to you. It's where you learn that wandering is not the same as lost. We must retreat to the depths of vulnerability in order to come back stronger than we've ever been. We must self-examine in order to find our wings. The Bill Gates of the world, the Picassos of the world, they disappeared for 10 years until they came back equipped to transform everything around them, to explore, build, create themselves, to acquire something that mere advice is incapable of providing. Don't deprive yourself of that because of the pressures right now. See, when we realize that falling 10 times brings us contentment on the 11th, falling is nothing to be ashamed of, it's something to be sought out. By falling, I learn to succeed. By losing, I learn to win. By looking like the fool, I learn to lead. By wandering off the paved road, I created the map from my soul to where I was meant to be. Great progress is often the result of subtle change. Of seeing something a little bit differently than you did just a moment before. It's not that the world around you has changed. It's that your thoughts about it have. That you looked hard enough to see the opportunity when most simply walked by. See, people live in this place called reality. This little plot of land surrounded by a fence that separates them from the imaginary, the impossible, and the make-believe. But what if you took a second to stop, to look out at the unknown? What if every day you pushed that fence back, little by little? watching what used to be imaginary become your new reality. Soon you'd look around and you would wonder why a boundary ever existed. No word is as deceitful as impossible. Impossible is temporary. It's a falling raindrop. It's a bar that's constantly moving. And as goes your mind, so goes the world around you. When that intersection of real and imaginary blend together, possibilities multiply. Limitations crumble and fall, and failure is no longer an endpoint. It's an invitation to begin again. Two things define your world: your perception of it and how you act on that perception. Never ask yourself if something can be done. The question is how you're going to do it. How you're going to make yourself believe it can happen. Look, we were never taught to see the opportunity in everything. We were taught to follow orders, to accept what is. But it's the unknowns that point us in the direction of what we want most. They are not conventional, but neither were airplanes, spaceships, or driverless cars. Your goal is not to live. It is to live a life without walls. A life where you are the author and your story can be shared with the world. I once heard a metaphor that our existence is like standing behind a curtain with tears or holes, and reality becomes which holes we decide to look through when we're peering out at the world on the other side. What do we want to see? And this message, well, it's for whoever out there feels like giving up or folding their hands. Whoever's been waiting for things to change but only sees the clock moving forward, this is a reminder that the very thing you need is on the other side of that curtain. And you don't need to change who you are. You just need to position yourself to see it. Because it's there and you're ready. When life hurts, we might have every reason to be in pain, to feel lost or confused, but I always find it to be a beautiful reminder that we also have every reason to seek out from that pain something we've never been before. Why is it that our greatest accomplishments come when our backs are to the wall? Our greatest acquisitions after losing something dear to us? Why is it that we find ourselves and our way only after being lost? I've never heard someone say, "Thank God I never changed or left or tried something new." No, it's "Thank God the adversity forced upon me the courage to evolve into something more." Pain is to our potential what water is to a seed. It's the beginning of everything, unshackling, opening the gate, and making us realize we were sitting on the answers. That adversity doesn't stop you, it makes you stronger. That the down times lift you up. That when you lose yourself, you find a part of you that can now become the bridge to your future. See, I understand that things are difficult and challenging. I understand they're not easy, and I'm not asking you to pretend it's not happening or ignore it or close your eyes. I'm asking you to find, amidst all of this, that one thing that will get you to tomorrow. I'm asking you to find the courage to say, "Yes, this hurts. Yes, I'm stretched thinner than I've ever been, but I'm still going to find a way. I'm still going to make it happen." Because at the end of the day, you won't remember what hurt or what stood in your way, but you'll remember what you did about it. You'll remember how you arranged those pieces. How when your instincts said run, you stopped and built something you'll never forget.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.